a guest joining us this morning on Moose Mornings, Mayor Peary. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well. How are you?
I'm doing well. So we're getting some warmer weather today, especially considering saw some snow over the last couple days. Do you have plans to head outside, enjoy the weather?
Geez, you never sit down. You're always on the busy. There's lots of work to do. We're about a month ahead in the spring cleanup, so we've got to take advantage of it. Not today, I'll be at work today, but of course next weekend, or this weekend, tomorrow and Sunday, it's supposed to be cooler again. But, you know, we'll still be able to get out and do the yard work that's got to get done before we can really enjoy the summer.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Get that spring cleaning done and over with so you can just enjoy the sunshine.
For sure.
To get on a little bit more of a serious note, obviously the last year has been so difficult on a lot of families with lockdown. How do you find you and your family dealing with the lockdown situation and staying at home?
Oh, there's no doubt. I mean, the last 15 months has been totally unprecedented. My son and daughter-in-law, of course, are living here, as is my wife, of course, living here in Timmins, and two grandchildren. And really, they're the individuals that I have. The kids, all kids, are the ones that I have a huge degree of empathy for. You know, they're resilient, but 7 years old and 9 years old, and you know, not have a chance to have regular birthday parties or be with their friends on a regular basis is quite an ask for these kids. Not to mention the kids, like I've got a granddaughter living in Toronto, and she's 14. Her grade 9 year is spent remote learning. So I'm sure the parents find it tough. I know the kids find it tough, and I think the longer that this is here, the more frustrating and confusing it is. So, you know, let's all do our part and wear the masks and follow the rules, and we'll be over this. We'll be over this. The vaccines are coming in, and so there's light at the end of the tunnel.
Yeah. And with the light at the end of the tunnel, especially when it comes to things like mental health, it's always keeping that positive attitude towards it.
Oh, that's a huge part of it. As I say, the longer this is out here, the more frustrating and more confusing. And what you've got to do is focus on the positive, and that's what I've done. I've really pivoted to what I think the solution is rapid testing, and if we're focusing on solutions, then it's a lot easier for everybody to get through this.
Yeah, and you did mention those younger grandchildren who are moving to online learning. How have you found them dealing with that?
Like I say, I'm amazed with the children. I'm amazed with the kids. All the ages, they've been they've adapted, but at the same time, I think the hardest part for them is just not having a chance to play for the kids in the neighborhood on a regular basis. And that's pretty tough. It's pretty tough for any kid. I mean, I include the teenagers at the same time. It's difficult to go through that. You have to realize when you're 6 and 8 and 14 years old, 15 months or a year is a significant part of the life that you've already lived, as opposed to old guys like me, that 15 months is relatively insignificant from the length of time that I've been on this earth. So, you know, it's a long period of time that I am concerned about the long term implications for the kids the longer that they have to go through this.
Yeah, of course. And again, it is just keeping that positive mindset. And with the weather warming up, hopefully it's able for families to head outside and do more traditional, you know, family activities.
But actually, Lindsay, this has been a great winter. I mean, we've had a beautiful winter. I'm outside all the time. I mean, especially if you take a look at the cross-country trails, take a look at the number of outdoor rinks that were out there. I mean, the community has responded to this tremendously, really tremendously. And the number of kids that you see, I walk out all the time. I walk outside all the time. In fact, I usually park myself, not at City Hall, some other location that I'll walk down to 8th. I'll walk down the arena or the outdoor rink on 8th. I'll walk down over to Gillies Lake. the outdoor rink there, you know, and they were full of kids playing. So it's been a renaissance, if you will, and kids finding out how to play outside, even in the winter. Now, having said that, I mean, this has been a beautiful winter. It's been an easy winter for the kids to be outside, and everybody finds a way, and they have found a way. It's been, the individuals and the citizens have had any problem to vis-a-vis adapting and getting the kids busy and keeping them outside. So it's been I'm really, really happy with the way everybody within the city of Timmins has responded to the various challenges that we've had during COVID-19.
Yeah, of course. That was all the questions I had. Do you want to add anything else?
No, just have a great day. It's going to be a beautiful day, so enjoy it.
Thank you so much for joining us here. And we do plan on doing this segment weekly, Talking with the Mayor. So if you have any suggestions for questions or topics, you can message us into the Moose Timmins Facebook page with your question or topic, or you can also text in Thanks to Neotech at 705-264-9310.